Here's another one that emphasizes the overwhelming surprise. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 11. The agencies of evil are combining their forces and consolidating. They are strengthening for the last great crisis. Great changes are soon to take place in the world, and the final movements will be rapid ones. Fundamentals of Christian Education, page 335. When all is apparently secure, the economy is doing very good in the United States right now. When all, they say, when all is apparently secure and men retire to contented rest, then the prowling, stealthy midnight thief steals upon his prey. When it is too late to prevent the evil, it is discovered that some door or window was not secured. Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. People are now settling to rest, imagining themselves secure under the popular churches, but let all beware, lest there is a place left open for the enemy to gain an entrance. Great pains should be taken to keep this subject before the people. The solemn fact is to be kept not only before the people of the world, but before our own churches also, that the day of the Lord will come suddenly, unexpectedly. The fearful warning of prophecy is addressed to every soul. Let no one feel that he is secure from the dangers of being surprised. Let no one's interpretation of prophecy rob you of the conviction of the knowledge of the events which show that this great event is near at hand. Brothers and sisters, that last few sentences of that passage, that's Fundamentals of Christian Education 335, says, don't let anyone rob you from the knowledge of these events. The events connected with the close of probation have been clearly revealed, she says. These are the events. And she says, but multitudes have no more understanding of them than if they'd never been spoken. These are the forgotten truths that are designed to arouse God's people and arouse the world that Christ is about to return, that our probation is about to close, that we must develop a godly character now. And it comes suddenly and unexpectedly. Testimonies, Volume 8, page 36. We have no time for dwelling on matters that are of no importance. Our time should be given to proclaiming the last message of mercy to a guilty world. Men are needed who move under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. The sermons preached by some of our ministers will have to be much more powerful than they are now, or many backsliders will carry a tame, pointless message which lulls people to sleep. Every discourse should be given under a sense of the awful judgments soon to fall upon the world. The message of truth is to be proclaimed by